בוקר טוב, שבוע טוב, השתבח שמו, תראה איזה יום ראשון לשבת פרשת כי תצא למלחמה. Interesting, the Ari HaKadosh writes in Shaar HaKavanot, beginning of פרשת כי תצא, which is always read during חודש אלול, by the way, כי תצא always, the Torah says, ובחתה את אביה ואת אמה ירח ימים. She's going to cry for 30 days, right? Says the Ari HaKadosh, זה חודש אלול. To reference to Chodesh Elul, they have to be boche for 30 days lifnei bo yom Hashem ha-gadol v'anura. Anyway, so says the Or Letzion, מי שאהבת Hashem בו עדת בקרבו, הרגש הזה ניכר ביחסו אל פושעי ישראל המנוימים מיד בתורת משה. You can see, based on a person's relationship or responses to פושעי ישראל, you can truly understand how close he is, his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Poshei Yisrael, they're there. Not only that, the Gemara says meforash, kol ta'anit she'en bo mi Poshei Yisrael eno ta'anit. How do we know? We learn it out from? Where do we learn that you need Poshei Yisrael as part of the Tzibur? Oh, come on. You say it three times a day. Chelbena. Hasori ve'atziporin ve'chelbena. Chelbena en reach ra kamo ba'olam. And yet, it's part of the Ketoret. ואם חיסר אחת מכל סממניה, חייב מיתה. The Kohen Gadol could have said, no, חלבנה זה מסריח. I can't have it. Okay, that's a good call, אבל אתה חייב מיתה. נכון? And he says, how do you... Where are you going to get this? Huh? So, but how do you relate to פושעי ישראל? ויש שתי סוגים של קנאות. האחד בלב, שהם קנה על כבוד השם בכל הנוגע לעצמו. When it comes to you can be a kanai for your internal kanai versus external kanai. Internal kanaut is harder to achieve than external, because external, everybody's watching, so it's always easier to put on a show. Internal, nobody's watching but you. It's much harder to be an internal kanai. ולכן אינו מתחבר עם אנשי רשע, והמבחן לזה הוא ביחסו כלפי מי שמזיק לו ברחוניות. אורגון שאינו זהיר ביסונים וחלש בהם, שאם לא אכפת לו, הרי זה חיסרון באהבת עצמו, שאם היה אוהב את עצמו, היה אכפת לו. People who don't care about עבודת השם, they do איסורים וזה. It's not just that you don't care about Hashem, it's that you don't care about yourself, because if you cared about yourself, you'd look for ways to further your growth in עבודת השם. And therefore what? I don't want to be קשור to... I mean, you still love them, you try to bring them closer, but that's not my chevra, right? Rambam, Ilchot Deot, a person is mushpa misvivo, correct? So that's not my chevra. ומי שנזהר מחברת אנשים שמבטלים אותו מלימוד תורה, הרי זה משום שאוהב את עצמו. When you stay away from such people, it's because you love yourself. I don't want them to bring me down. וכן ביחס אל בני ביתו, שמתוך אהבתו עליהם, חושב להצילם שלא יצאו לתרבות רעה בר מינן. ואם רואה בנו צועד בדרך לא טובה, ממאיס בעיניו את החברה הרעה ומכוונו אל דרך הישר. Same thing with the person's family. Person, חלילה, sees his son, you know, going on an incorrect path, hanging out with people that he's not supposed to. What do? You yank your son back into it because you're afraid that he's going to fall, and who knows? Yeah? אבל אם אינו מקנא לו, הרי זה כמו שאינו אוהבו. פסוק מפורש של משלי. חוסך שבטו, שונא בנו. Let's say you see your son deviating and whatever, and just, you know, no, let him go, let him explore, let him discover on his own. Let him self-discovery? What are you? What does that even mean? What is this? India? Self-discovery? What are you, the Dalai Lama? What's self-discovery? Slowly, you got to find the proper path to his heart. You don't just, you know, self-discovery, discovery channel. You have to, you know, צריך לדעת how to get to his heart. And if you don't do it, that's not you being open-minded and letting him self-discover. That's you being cruel and uncaring. Yes? Call a spade a spade. An S-spade. Right? Anyways, he says, ואף אם נמנע, מה אתה צוחק? זה אמת. Now, ואף אם נמנע, they said the Great Neck Estates, before the Persians got there, it was called Great Neck States. And then when they started moving in, it changed to Vikarishimu Bisrael Estates. Now he says, Nachon? It's real. No, I told somebody once, the Esther Malka, when she was still in Eretz Yisrael, her name was Esther. Yeah. And then she got to Paras, and it was like, oh, hello, Esther. I'm like, okay, beseder. And it stuck. And the, yeah. Nachon? Hester Astir. Seter. Yeah. Chazak, huh? Anyway, Kitzer. Rabbi Asael, darker student. In the back of the bus? Is a musar. Musar. Hashem sends us musar from all sorts of kibunim. You know that? You just have to be astute enough to pick it up. David HaMelech writes in Tehilim, Mikol melameda hiskalti. Everybody. ואף אם נמנע מכך מפני שאינו יודע את הנזק ברחוב הפרוץ, הרי זה מפני שאהבתו עליהם פגומה. Let's say a person says, oh, you know what, I'm not gonna give musar to my son because the guy's just completely ignorant of what goes on in the street. And this is Chaim Ben Tzion talking on the streets of Gula. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? He came to New York, but I don't know if he was aware of, or if it even existed, the terrible, you know, all sorts of different things that a person can fall into. And a person, no, my kid won't do that. My kid won't do this, my kid won't do that. If your kid won't do that, that means it's chole nefesh. And you're even more chole nefesh because you think, whatever. Every parent naturally always thinks, you know, no, my kid, he's not like he's prophet. What are you talking about? Your kid's normal. Your kid has normal feelings and normal emotions and whatever. And you're just in complete denial. Denial is a mental illness. Bivadai. In safek ba'olam. Isur gamur. It's a tshuva nichavedat. It's not, you know what I'm saying? Huh? No. Yeshivas. Mixed yeshivas. I'm not here to pander or whatever. Halacha bends to no one. It's halacha. It exists. It's not my problem. You are the motzi mechavero. Alecha ha'raya. He was talking about sending kids. You're talking about working. That's what the Gemara calls ta'anu chitim behodalo bisaurim. Patur mishvua. You get it? You got what I'm saying? No. Explain to me what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's right. I'm also not saying it's wrong. But sending a kid to a mixed school, hands down, shum machloket ba'olam, asur. They do it, and this one, and that one, this one's on the board, and this one, vizeh, and it looks, you know, very edgy. Ze asur lefi halacha, period. Poskim talk about it, you know what I'm saying? Huh? Maran Zichron Avracha in Yechavidat says, you should try to already separate them from, you know, mamash, youth, you know, after three, four, five, shalom. He says, there's a big deal. The first place they tried to do that in Israel was in Netivot. This was in the 80s, that they tried to open up a mixed Dati Mamlachti school in Netivot. Who was there at the time? Who lived in Netivot? Baba Sali, Rabbi Khdir Saban, who was the... Rava'ir, Maran Zichron Baracha, oof, fire and brimstone. They wrote a tshuva, Lo tehe kazot beYisrael, Chalila vechas, Chalila vechas mamash. Said, no way, no how. What is Babasali only good for when it comes to zeh? And to sing and to zeh? Babasali pasak lehalacha, shezeh asur. Ha? Nechon? Baba Sali is not only good for Arak, he's excellent for Psak Halacha. Nechon? You hear what I'm saying? And they shut it down. They shut it, mamash. Precision guided missiles, boom, ta, They blew up this idea, no mixed school. Mata Shoyin. Remind me your name. Rochabam. From where?
Yes.
I mean, there's guys who go to good yeshivas and girls who go to good Beis Yaakovs who actually do stay on the derech. That happens too. Yes, true. But a lot do. I'm not saying that's a big shaila. That's a big shaila. I hear you. A big shaila. You're asking me again, and that you need to ask shaila ba'alacha to a gadol b'Israel. If you're in some deserted area where there's mamish nothing else Jewish bichlal besides for whatever mixed environment is already there, and it's either that or public school. I don't know. You have to be shokel. That wasn't the shaila that was brought bifnei Maran Zichrono Livracha and the Baba Sali. The shaila was whether to open it, and they shot it down. If it's already there, and you know what I would say? If you have, you know, if you have the guts, and if you really care about yourself and your family, you know what I would say? Move. It's gonna rock my boat. Okay, Hashem's worth it. Right? Parnasa. I hear. You willing to gamble your kids for Parnasa? You lose them. There are some kids who come out of mixed schools that are normal and they end up being yeshivish. That's a nis. Ve'in somchim ala nis. That's shelo lefi derech hateva. Do you understand what I'm saying? People are laughing like it's some big chidushim and extremism and whatever. Nachon? Sounds like really extreme right now, right? Because lack of strict adherence to halacha has become so commonplace that anything else, if you actually stick to the, you know, rock bottom of halacha, you're an extremist. You understand the sick generation that we're in today? Yom Tov, Shavua Tov.